First of all, commiserations. Secondly, talk us through it from your perspective. Looked to me like the turning point was clearly when Kieran hit the bar rather than the back of the net.
Yeah, I mean, I've just said that to the lads in the dressing room then. I thought we started off really well, first 20 minutes. FC got back into it, I thought, last 15 minutes of the half. But for me, I think Kieran's chance, you know, I thought it was in, to be fair. You know, at that point, then going 1-0 up, we could have changed our style a little bit, but it wasn't to be. And, FC United scored two fantastic goals. I thought Michael Norton was outstanding today.
Yeah, he was a different class. So, how do you kind of, it's probably a little bit sore just at the minute, only 15 minutes after the final whistle, but how do you kind of assess Geordie's season?
We've had a fantastic season. I just said that to the lads in the dressing room there. You know, four or five of them not really at it today and let themselves down, but over the course of the 42 games, 43 games they've played, they've done fantastic for me. And like I said, I've got to build now for a team that will win this league next season. You know, I've got a nucleus of a really good side here who give me everything week in and week out. Like I said, just today, there wasn't much in the game apart from, you know, I think Martin Norton's finish was different class today.
And that was a big difference, I think, weren't it? Taking the chances, like we say, you know, like I said, Chiellini hits the crossbar, Norton gets a chance and his top corner.
Yeah, I mean, when he's turned onto his left foot, Michael Norton, you're thinking, he's going to, I just thought he's going to finish, whereas Kieran lashes his shot and hits a crossbar. And that's how it can go sometimes in these games. And, you know, I said to Matt Janssen during the course of the second half, it's going to be one goal that probably wins this, and if we got it first, we'll probably go on and win it. And like I say, it wasn't to be, and FC score first.
I suppose the other turning point after that was the handball from Steve Foster, which,
I'll be honest with you, I thought it was handball, so whether he needed to do it or not, I don't know. I think he may have thought a defender would come in, but it was all on his own, so even then, you know, it's still a good chance we've had. We've had good chances throughout the game, but like I say, you know, the reason you get up out of these leagues is by having two good strikers who can finish, and on the day today they had one that could finish in Michael Norton.
I'm looking forward to next season. I know Wayne mentioned it then, but you've got to think, you think yourselves as strong favourites already, but maybe we filed with the money that they've got as well.
Yeah, I mean, filed are going to be strong. They spend a lot of cash, so like I say, I've just got to make sure that we need three or four additions for next season that are going to strengthen us, and fingers crossed we won't need the playoffs next season. Like I say, I've got a lot of good lads in that dressing room and a lot of good football players, and if we can get three or four lads involved that have been playing at an higher level, then I think we'll be strong contenders next season.
Absolutely.
And finally, what are your thoughts on the final upcoming between FC United and Bradford Park Avenue?
I think it'd be a great final. I think Bradford are a good side, and one of the best sides I've seen over the last 6 weeks, and I've watched them probably three times. But like I say, I think it's a good game. It'll be two sides that want to play football. FC United seem to do well away from home, so even though Bradford are going to be strong, and I would say that they would be favourites, Bradford, I hope FC go on and do well.
Cheers, Gary.
Thank you.